So first of all, can you tell me about the rally or gathering for tonight and what the Islamic Society of Milwaukee is hoping to communicate here?
Yeah, so the rally is being held in order to just show support to the civilian population of Gaza that's essentially being, you know, bombarded with all these F-16 missiles, and we our intention is just to show that innocent civilian population support, and to allow our voices to be heard as to the calamities that are now facing that innocent population that really is just living in a besieged open air prison.
Yeah, I was reading that you said 80% of the people of Gaza are actually refugees. Do you think this is something that not a lot of like the general American population realizes, or that we need kind of more awareness of what exactly the situation is there?
Yeah, to be frank, I think the entirety of the situation vis-a-vis Palestine is not really well understood and known. I mean, the fact that there is this occupation, the fact that the people of Gaza, 80% or so, are people that lived in historic Palestine and that became refugees in 1947, 1948. I don't think most Americans are kind of aware of that. The fact that they live in Gaza in refugee camps in Gaza as well. I mean, those are things that I think that most Americans are not aware of. I don't think that most Americans are aware of what even an occupation looks like, what an apartheid regime looks like, having hundreds of checkpoints, no freedom of movement, the whole notion of being under a brutal military occupation. I don't think people understand the scope of that.
And were you surprised that this conflict started over the weekend? Is this something that kind of no one saw coming?
Well, I think everyone was surprised of actually what ended up happening. I don't think that anyone is surprised that there is some resistance to the occupation. You can only besiege people for so long. These people have been besieged for 17 years, electricity cut off, food supplies rationed, water cut off when the Israeli government wants to cut off water, electricity cut off when Israel wants to cut off electricity. You know, one person said on social media, it was kind of interesting, if you put a lion or a tiger in a cage, that lion isn't going to get out of that cage and purr. So I think the problem here that most people don't talk about, and I think what we need to get to, is what is the root cause of this, what we're seeing now. And the root cause is really that there's an occupation that's very brutal. There's continued settler colonialism. The settlements are being expanded. Settler violence, settler terrorism has been on the rise, particularly in the West Bank. And, once we talk about the root cause, which is the occupation, then we can start talking about what are solutions so that this does not happen again. No one wants innocent people to die tragically. It's unnecessary, and the solution is just to end the occupation.
My next question for you is actually going to be about solutions. What do you think should be kind of the short-term solution? What should Israel be doing to have a more appropriate response to the violence? And if you would like to talk more about the big picture solution as well.
Short-term, we need the collective punishment to stop. What's happening now in Gaza is the more than 2.5 million people are being collectively punished, and that needs to stop. The disproportionate force needs to stop. There has to be a ceasefire. And then there needs to be a willingness on the part of our politicians, a willingness on part of, the politicians, all the politicians in the West, to hold Israel accountable, to indicate to Israel that, you cannot, 75 years of occupation is enough. We need to go and end this occupation so that there can be stability in the region, so there can be stability for people, so everyone can live in freedom, and everyone, can live peacefully. No one wants to be in a constant state of war, and no one wants to be in a constant state of conflict. No one wants to be in a constant state of begging your military oppressors to be able to move from one place to another, begging your military oppressors for water, supplies, and rations. Look, people just want to be free. And I think that if our collective efforts, whether in the West or abroad, anywhere, if our collective efforts can be towards dismantling this apartheid rule, dismantling this occupation, and letting people live free, that's the ultimate goal.
And can you tell me a bit more about your community member at the Islamic Society of Milwaukee who has been directly affected by the violence in Gaza?
Sure, I can tell you I did speak to him. His name is Mohammed Hamad. He tells me that his sister went to the marketplace with, I believe, her daughter-in-law to buy, you know, food and other essentials because they were trying to kind of have enough to kind of hopefully withstand the bombardment that they're facing. And while she was there, Israel bombed that marketplace, and she unfortunately was killed. He's pretty broken up about it, but I can also tell you that I spoke with him this morning, and he told me that one of his friends from Gaza, his high school friend from Gaza, also that friend had lost his wife and six children in a bombing. So it's the situation in Gaza is extraordinarily dire, and the bombing is, you know, carte blanche bombing. There's no, what's being targeted is our residential facilities, residential towers, apartments. You know, and the people who are dying are innocent civilians, mostly children and women.